So let's review. Our daf begins by teaching that a wife can prevent her properties from becoming nichsei milug by writing a shtar pasim that she's giving away all of her properties to another person. In this way, she accomplishes two things. The properties do not become nichsei milug because they are now nechasim she'en yidun labaal. These properties also do not become the property of the recipient. Rather, she still retains ownership because we say that a person will not give away all of their nechasim. It was just done to prevent the husband from gaining ownership over it. However, if she only wrote a shtar pasim for some of her properties, the recipient can claim ownership of the properties in the shtar because a person sometimes does give away part of their nechasim. In order to avoid this, the wife must write in the shtar, Mehayoyim ulik sh'erza. The shtar is only effective if she later approves of it. This way, she can later say that she does not approve of it. The next Mishnah continues the discussion of nichsei milug, which is karka or metaltlin, land or movable objects, in which the guf, the principal, belong to the isha, the wife, and the pears, the fruits or profits, belong to the baal, the husband. Zok the Mishnah, nafla kisafim, yilokach ben karka v'hoichel pears. If a wife inherits money, it is not given to the husband, because when he uses it, the wife might lose the keren. Rather, land is bought with it, and the husband gets the pears. Similarly, pears are tlushim in hakarka. Yilokach ben karka v'oichel pears. If a wife inherits detached produce, which if eaten will leave no keren, therefore this produce is considered keren, and land is bought with it, and the husband gets the pears. However, pears hamechubarim b'karka. If a wife inherits land with produce attached to it, obviously, the land remains nichsei milug, the guf hers, the future pear is his. However, how do we deal with the existing produce? Are they considered keren and hers, or pears and his? There's a machlekes. Amr Meir, shaman oisei kama hi yafa b'peres, v'kama hi yafa b'loi peres, u'moiser yolokach ben karka v'oichel peres. We view the produce as part of the land, and we assess the value of the land with or without the produce. The difference is considered keren, from which land will be bought, which will be like all nichsei milug, the guf hars, the peres his. Rashi explains, mashle gadol b'shusei have a keren. That which grew before she acquired it is considered keren when acquired. However, mashle gadol b'shusei have a peres. That part which continues to grow after the acquisition is considered peres, which is entirely his. V'chacham aymrim hamchubarim l'karka shalai. We view the attached produce as peres, and they belong to the husband, as Rashi explains the reasoning of the Chachamim. Af elush legadlo b'shusai, teiras peiris nasnu behen, hoil v'hakarka kayemes la. The Chacham considered the attached produce peiris, since she retains the land as Karen. The Chacham reiterate that which the Mishnah stated earlier. V'hatlushin min hakarka shalah, v'yilokach ben karka v'hoichel peiris. Only if a wife inherits detached produce is it considered Karen, from which land is bought and the husband gets the pears. The Mishnah concludes with an opinion that seems to be the same as the Chacham. Reb Shimon Omer, Mokem sheyafa koichai bechnisasa, hoira koichai biyitziasa. If the husband has the advantage when it enters his wife's possession, he has the disadvantage when they get divorced. Mokem shehoira koichai bechnisasa, yafa koichai biyitziasa. If the husband has the disadvantage when it enters his wife's possession, he has the advantage when they get divorced. Ketzad. Peres hamechubarim lekarka bechnisasa shaloi ubitziasa shaloh. Attached fruits when they enter the wife's possession go to the husband when harvested, because they're considered peres. Nevertheless, upon divorce, they go to the wife along with the property to which they're attached, since they're not ready to be harvested. The Gemara later says that the Chacham disagree with the last point and hold that they go to the husband when harvested because they're considered peres. V'tlushim lekarka bechnisasa shaloh ubitziasa shaloi. Detached fruits, when they enter her possession, they are hers because these fruits are considered keren since he acquired them now. However, upon divorce, they are his because they're considered peres since they were harvested while they were married. The Gemara proceeds with a number of related discussions. The karka that is bought has an order of preference, and therefore, if the husband and wife disagree on what to buy, the order is as follows: ara, land; bati, houses; dikli, palm trees; ilni, fruit trees; gufni, grapevines. The Gemara next defines what is considered keren or peres in the case of a tree used for its wood. Klal de milsa, gize machlef pera. If the trunk replenishes itself and grows new branches, the wood is peres, because she's left with the trunk, which is Karen, since it will continue to produce. In Gizeh Machlef Karen, if the trunk will not replenish itself, the entire tree is considered Karen, and the husband may not cut it down for wood. The next Mishnah presents two cases in which there is a machlokes. Zakta the Mishnah, Naflu la'avadim shvachis zikenim. If a wife inherits old avadim shvachis, and if they die, the wife will lose her Karen, and the husband will lose his pears. The Tanakhama says, Yimachru v'lochem en karka, v'hu echel pears. They shall be sold to buy land, which will be hers, and he will enjoy the pears. The wife has the authority to stop her husband from selling them because they represent the prestige of her father's home. Similarly, if a wife inherits old olive trees and grapevines, and if they die, the wife will lose her Karen and the husband will lose his pears. Tanakhama says, they sell them and buy land, and the husband has the rights to the pears. The wife may object to her husband selling them because they represent the prestige of her father's home. The Gemara qualifies. Amrav Kahana Amarav, Machlekes Besadash in a Shalah. This Machlekes is only in the case where the trees were growing in a field that belonged to another person. In that case, the Tanakhama holds that the wife does not have the authority to stop her husband from selling them because the trees will eventually die and there will be nothing left in terms of Shach Besavia anyway. Av Besadash Shalah, however, if a wife also inherited the land that the trees were growing on, the Tanakhama agrees that the wife has the authority to stop her husband from selling them, because even though the trees will die, the land they are on will remain to represent Shvach Beis Aviyah.